The Salafi jihadist movement, relying on the concept of Ummah within the Islamic world, has redefined and reconstructed this concept according to its political objectives, giving it a new form that contrasts with the notion of nation and creates the necessary conditions for expanding its influence and presence. Among these regions, the Kurdish areas of Iran, due to their proximity to national borders and distance from the capital, are predisposed in various ways to the inclination toward Takfiri Salafism. The majority of the residents in this region are Sunni, though there are also some followers of the Shiite faith. Economically, most of the population in this region lives in poverty, with livelihoods primarily dependent on agriculture, animal husbandry, and smuggling. Intellectually, culturally, and ideologically, there are suitable grounds in these areas for adopting Salafi tendencies. While the dangerous and frightening phenomenon of Takfiri Salafism has emerged and spread in territories very close to Iran's borders. In this study, as indicated by its title, a descriptive analytical method was employed to investigate and analyze the tendency toward Takfiri Salafism in the Kurdish regions of Iran. The findings indicate that, generally, Sunni-populated areas along the eastern and western peripheries of the country, given their connections with neighboring countries, severe economic poverty, and susceptibility to Takfiri ideology, provide a suitable environment for the adoption of Salafi inclinations.